Hey, I texted my buddy Dan.
Did you hear that noise?
I did. I would like to review that at some point.
Let's write that down. All right. Thank you.
I texted my buddy Dan McDowell earlier today, asking him if he had a piece of audio, to which he responded, as he does, very, very quickly.
Yeah.
So joining us now to discuss said audio from the Dragon's Den, it is Dan McDowell.
All right.
This is just like the camp out.
Yeah.
We got beer. We're rolling into the evening. Yeah.
Hey, man.
High times.
Hey, guys.
Big fan.
I've wanted to steal this one bit you guys do since I first heard you do it months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the Luka joining a college team, could they go all the way bit?
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. And so your Larry Bird segment, Larry Bird at that time did it, but all of the other players his age that were really good were also playing college basketball.
Yeah.
All of the people Luka's age who are good enough are now in the NBA.
Right.
So now just compound that. Yes, he would take North Texas to the championship.
God, I mean, how much would you pay to see that? I would so go all in. All he has to do, it's like the Olympics. You take 2 weeks off, 2.5 weeks off, and you do it.
Right.
Is he the age of a senior?
He is. We found out earlier today, Dan, he's 18 months younger than one of Texas Tech's key players that played earlier today. 18 months younger.
Oh, no. Liberty's down 4-0.
Will they score?
You okay, Bob?
I got Oak State moving through, so I'm okay here, guys.
Oh, man.
We have a little tiny echo, like the just a skosh of echo.
Really?
A little reverb.
He sounds like Elvis. It's cool.
It's like he's on the Merge, though. A little reverb to make it sound cool.
Yeah.
A little
I'm gonna try muting,
to
muting.
Mute your butt.
Stuff.
Okay, so I texted
that
Dan.
No?
Yeah, it is.
I think so.
It is, yeah. So I texted Dan, and it is the NCAA tournament, obviously, and, you know, big things are happening. You got big upsets. I know Ohio Dan was incredibly upset to see Ohio State go down today to Oral Roberts. Are you okay?
Ohio U plays tomorrow, bro.
Oh, boy.
I'm not an Ohio State guy.
Think about that. Ohio U lasted longer than Ohio State. Regardless if they win or lose, they lasted a day longer.
He's right.
He's always right.
So, scoreboard your Ohio State friends.
Yeah, dude.
There is one team, though, speaking of Luka and North Texas, that is in the tournament once again, and that is the University of North Texas. The first time that they've been in the tournament in how long now? Has it been 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? I can't even remember. But I know that each and every time they've been in the tournament, it's been a dogfight for them to get out of the first round, because if you win their conference, which is the, I think it's called the Fun Time Conference.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's Jub Jub's Fun Conference.
That would be Conference USA, Corbin.
Boy, would that conference get a lot more burn if it was Jub Jub's Fun Conference.
Did you see VJ Boyd's work, Bob?
I did. In fact, I enjoyed him on your show yesterday.
I did too.
Oh, okay. I know you're on vacation.
He the best.
I'm very jealous.
I listen to The Ticket on vacation constantly.
I'm very jealous that you guys, that Noon to Three has got squatter's rights on VJ.
He's a pleasure.
Yeah, you took Joel Klatt.
Yeah.
We kept VJ.
That's true.
So evidently, North Texas has been in the tournament. This will be their fourth time.
Ever?
According to this. And they've been one and done the other three in 88 for the Southland Conference with Jimmy Gales, 07 in the Sun Belt, and 2010 in the Sun Belt under Johnny Jones, and now Grant McCaslin, Corby.
Wait a minute.
Conference USA.
This was 10 years ago that we did this? No way.
Lost to Kansas State in 2010.
They were going to be in it last year.
We did this.
Oh, did we do this?
We did this when George retired. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I can find the date on that.
So okay.
We did it because we were looking forward to seeing them make a tournament run.
That's right. All right.
Now,
thank you.
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
No, but Grant McCaslin has them on the right path.
Great point, Bob.
He's full of them.
The right path.
He knows a lot about Grant McCaslin.
McCasland, yes.
So 4 years ago, 5 years ago, whenever it was, Dan called me. And this was not a text because we needed to speak. And he goes, hey, I got an idea. I was like, all right. Because UNT, it used to be North Texas State. They changed to UNT. And then that became a funny gag because of the letter that you could put in front of it, right?
There's quite a few letters.
There are.
But it doesn't take you long.
Doesn't take you long.
It doesn't take anyone long to figure out the one that makes it really fun.
Starting at the beginning of the alphabet, it doesn't take long, I'm saying.
Right.
Before you go, oh, wow, that's funnier than a baseball being just set right down there in front of the plate.
I think Dan fixated on their campus radio station long before he arrived here.
Right.
Right, KNTU. Why didn't they change the call letters when they changed the name of the university?
Now, I was like in lockstep with Mr. McDowell.
Much like
we were when we didn't know each other and we were 15, and we both thought that we came up with a nickname for Greg Louganis to our high school friends as Greg Lusanus. Like, we were symbiotic minds. Maybe we passed each other at Wet n Wild one day and we just kind of looked at each other as 15-year-olds and thought, I'll be working with you in 20 years. We don't know. But somehow it all kind of worked that way. And I definitely am with you on the oddity of UNT and KNTU and all that. So we thought we would get George on and we would sing a song because we really did. It being George's last year, we wanted to see UNT get out of their tournament, conference tournament, and make it into the big one, all right?
I just remember the discussions. Like, I had to pull you back.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we have to pause after the word S-E-E, because it's still going to work, but you were all like, I don't know. It's hard to describe this discussion without, getting in trouble.
Sure.
But you wanted to put the word S-E-E and then the university's, acronym a little too quick. And I was like, no, that's just, it's too obvious.
It's already obvious.
But I mean, even in the way it ended up turning out.
Yeah.
It seems so obvious to both you and I. But then the guy we were honoring.
Yes.
Never had any idea until, like, the next day.
So imagine this. We get George on the phone, as you're about to hear, to honor him, of course, and to play this song, and to have him be like, oh, God, guys.
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
What's going on here?
Right.
He never got it. He thought, as Dan said, for 24 hours until he opened up his Twitter account.
Yes.
That, oh, these guys are so nice. I can't believe they're sending me off with a song like this.
It's so cool.
No, he entered the room actually guarding his privates, but by the time the segment ended, he was singing along, and he was so overjoyed that you guys were being cool to him, and
right.
Nobody tried to kick him in the privates at all.
All right, so here is, we get George on the phone, we get the guitar out, and here is our tribute to George and UNT. Ready? George? Right. Okay.
I'm ready.
What is going on? What just happened? Hang on.
We think
what just happened? Hang on.
Who's hanging on? You're in control, man.
What just happened? All right, we're going to play this starting over right now. All right, ready? George? Okay.
Amazing.
I'm ready. That's definitely Corey playing guitar.
Jub, for 25 years, we think you deserve some stuff. But for the richest man at the ticket, sometimes objects just aren't enough. A gold watch would be nice, but we assume you have a few. So as a gift for your retirement, there's one thing we'd like to view. We want to see UNT make it to the big dance, then we might see UNT hopefully advance.
Sorry, George.
Corby's right, already so, dying.
Yeah, we're laughing at this.
Corby, it's so abrasive.
It really is. And meanwhile, I feel George on the phone kind of start to sway and kind of get into it.
And I don't know what Bob's
George,
doing back in the way.
Maybe Misty.
Were you aware?
Honestly, it probably took my computer a while to...
Come on!
You know, I mean, it wasn't as obvious as you two clowns make it out to be.
Okay.
At the first time, I'm just saying. The first time, it... Like, wow, they're really singing a basketball song to George? This makes no sense.
Sorry, George.
George, you've been at this for 25 years. I can't believe what you have seen. People pack their butts in the super pit to watch this mediocre team. But hey, this year, it could be different. We have quickness, and we have size. And we have one thing that the big dance loves, a plethora of big black guys. We want to see UNT make it to the big dance. We want to see UNT hopefully advance. Nothing would make Giorgio happier than a tourney run from his team. If you want to honor Jubb's years of service, let's have him realize his best sports dream. We want to see UNT make it to the big dance. We want to see UNT hopefully advance. We want to see UNT go on an amazing run. We want to see UNT give George this gift now that he is done.
Wow.
We love you, George.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So then he's just like, and afterwards he was like, man, thank you guys.
That was really cool.
That was
you guys.
So awesome.
We are best friends.
When did it?
And then we didn't realize he didn't know.
No.
And then he sent us a text the next day, I think, and he was like, holy crap.
It took him a day?
Yes, took him one full day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun at this radio station, don't we, Dan?
How did it take us 15 years to even think of doing a song like that?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You couldn't have done that if they hadn't changed their name in the 80s.
Was that the 80s?
Yeah. North Texas State University.
When you went there, was it NTSU?
It damn sure was in 1986.
Dang.
All right. Well, Dan, I don't know if you're what you're doing right now.
Yeah, stick around.
If you want to stick around, we're going to have more fun next.
If you're really inviting me to stay.
We are.
I'm staying.
There you go. Dan McDowell for more fun.
My man.